Good morning. We're continuing Chei Adam, Kamam Dalad, and we did Simon Aleph. We just want to maybe finish off the last point that the Chei Adam says in Simon Aleph. He says, in the situation where a person decided that he wants to he wants to change his mind and eat some more. So he will have to wash Mayim HaKadim again before he benches, because the halacha is that the Mayim HaKadim is supposed to be immediately adjacent to the benching. He ends off, he doesn't tell us exactly why we shouldn't do this. What exactly is, why is it problematic to do this? But the truth is that there's a sheet that's a Rambam, that the Rambam says that not only does he need a new bracha rishona, but he cannot proceed until he benches first. So once he's decided to end the meal, so he was now chayiv in benching. So the decision to eat more, we say first he has to say Ruach HaKron on what he's eaten, and then start over again. So according to the Rambam, he is not allowed to eat anymore until he benches. According to other opinions, if he would bench and then eat some more, it would be Ruach HaShen Tzricha. It would be a bracha that's not necessary, because he's allowed to eat and then bench afterwards. So this really is not a preferred situation. So even though the main opinion that we follow is not like the Rambam, that a person would be allowed to eat in these circumstances without benching, and then he would bench afterwards, and the benching will go back on all of the chila that he'd eaten, this last achila and the prior meal as well. But you shouldn't do that, because we want to be concerned about the opinion of the Rambam. Now in Siman Beis, the Chei Adam continues and says, so that's the case of Mayim HaKadim. So Mayim HaKadim is very clear at the end of the meal, because since when a person washes Mayim HaKadim, the halacha is he's not supposed to interrupt between that and benching. So he clearly, by doing so, he's clearly indicated that he is ready to end his meal. So that is known in halacha as a hesek hadas. He has removed himself in his mind from the process of achila. The meal is over. So that which he made the bracha rishona, which we chazal allowed to extend over the whole meal, he has declared the meal being over. So what about the following scenario? Afila lo notol yadav adayin. He did not wash Mayim HaKadim yet. Rak shomer havlon unavorek. He said, let's get a kos and bench. So please go get the kos. They used to bench on a kos. So please give us a cup to be able to use for the kos for Birchas Hamazon. So again over here, he has declared his intent to end the meal. So havi nami hesek hadas. So, and the Mishnah points out that if in a situation where they would not be benching on a kos, so the lashon of where he says let's bench, baru nevarech, let's bench, would be the same thing. Now there's two baru nevarechs. There's a baru nevarech which is more like a question. Shall we bench? There's a baru nevarech that says we shall bench. Let us bench. I mean, it's time. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, the balabayas, which is the person who would declare this, not the guests. Is the one who decides, and he says, okay, you know, it's time, okay, everybody, it's time to bench. The meal is over, it's time to bench. So that's that declaration would be a hesek hadas. Somebody says, you know, I would still like to eat some more. So a scenario which they could play out is they decided to bench, the woman is, you know, clearing the table, or the man is clearing the table. And they go into the kitchen, there's a little bit of food left, and they say, you know, let me just take one more bite. You know, sitting on my plate over here. Why don't I hop around, you know, there's one last small potato left. I'll just stick it in my mouth and eat it before we bench. We already decided the meal is over. We already decided we're going to bench. So what do you do? So the Chei Adam is going to differentiate between drinking and eating. It says that eating, it's not uncommon that people will still eat a little more at that point in time. So therefore, the opinion of the Ran is that if a person would decide to eat some more, he would not need a new bracha. If a person decides to drink some more, that already is would require a bracha. But even that opinion of the Ran is disputed. There's another opinion that says no, that this is a clear declaration and needs a new bracha. So according to the Ran, there's no bracha, and according to the other opinion, there is a bracha. So for the halacha says that you should not eat, because you're putting yourself in the situation of a stomach bracha. So the best thing to do is to bench, and after you bench, is then you want to eat some more. You say bracha rishona, and you eat, and then you say bracha achron on that. So we got a little bit ahead of ourselves in the reading of the Chayyadim. We will talk about it more in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.